The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. The Cornhuskers are 4-2 in conference play and 7-2 overall. Nebraska hosts Minnesota on Saturday, a 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
We can go straight to questions.
We'll take those now then.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Mike. I've noticed that when teams have to play the very top teams at the Big Ten in back-to-back weeks, the second week tends to not go as well as the first, and obviously that was the case with you guys. Do you think there's anything to that? Is there a cumulative effect of playing the very best?
Something was a factor there. That was that's a pretty interesting point, and we definitely fall into that category. And who knows what it is. Ohio State played a great game, did a great job, and we were obviously not at our best. So whatever caused that, you know, we got to look in the mirror and kind of learn from it and get on with the next one. But, you know, there's no doubt about it. It was 2 tough back-to-back games on the road for our team, but we certainly can't make any excuses up about that and how that worked out.
Okay. And can you give an update on Tommy Armstrong? Obviously, a lot of people here are concerned about him.
Yeah, Tommy's doing well, but as we all know, that he will go through that whole protocol of the head injury, and we don't know what that means yet as far as being available for the weekend. You know, it goes through the process, and we'll go day by day with it, and so far it's pretty well on track. So, you know, we're hopeful, but we're not for sure at all.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Once again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1. We do have a question from Chris Haney, Land of Chan.
Hey, Coach, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Hey, I'm curious what the offense kind of looks like under Riker 5 compared to Tommy Armstrong. Do you guys maybe take out some run option plays at the quarterback, or does the offense change much around him?
You know, we'll have a foundation of what we do and what we try to do always in, and but it's a good point because the focus might change a little bit. Riker is not necessarily Tommy in some of the stuff that we have been doing. So the emphasis on the running game with our tailback and possibly with the receiver, you know, that'll be amplified a little bit, and then probably a little bit of different kind of throwing too with Riker.
And I was curious if you could say kind of his biggest strength, like what you like most of him as a quarterback.
Well, Riker has a good quick release, is an accurate thrower, and has been around a long time. So, you know, he's a senior, and he hasn't played that much, but his experience with this team, working with this team, is good. So we're thankful for that. And, you know, you always get to a point like this where you wish you had a little bit more game time with him, and and so you look back a little bit, but at the same time, we're thankful for him, and he'll do a fine job.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1. We have a question from Sean Callahan.
Yeah, Coach, I'm sorry, you didn't really address this exactly, but did Tommy officially have a concussion? Is that something that you guys were able to determine from Saturday?
Well, I think with the injury that he had, that they are treating it just like a concussion. So, you know, I think that he had some of the residual effects that would say it was possibly a concussion. And in the nature of the injury, like I said, they're treating it just like one, so he's going through all the protocol of what that looks like.
Okay, thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you.